I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We're glad we're going to have baptisms today. Welcome to family and visitors here, and welcome to especially Barrett and Violet. We will sing the hymn 588 in the front, in the hymnal 588. I think there's just two verses there of Jesus Loves Me, and while we're singing that, Violet and Barrett and their parents and sponsors can come up during the singing of the hymn. And bring your, you don't have to bring the hymnal up there, but bring the bulletin. And the elder can come up at that time too. Okay, we sing Jesus Loves Me.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's kiss to open wide. He has washed away my sin, lets his little child come in. Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful and are under the power of the devil, until Christ claims us as his own. We would be lost forever unless delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, who atoned for the sin of the whole world, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Okay, Barrett and Violet, this is the time you get to say something. Each say something, okay. First, how are you named? Violet May Meyer. And how are you named?
Barrett David Meyer.
Violet May Meyer, receive the sign of the Holy Cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Barrett David Meyer, receive the sign of the Holy Cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, eight souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his hosts in the Red Sea. Yet led your people Israel through the water and dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through the baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a lavish washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Violet and Barrett according to your boundless mercy and bless them with true faith by the power of the Holy Spirit. Grant that they be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian Church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise, they would be declared worthy of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
From ancient times, the church has observed the custom of appointing sponsors for baptismal candidates and catechumens. In the Evangelical Lutheran Church, sponsors are to confess the faith expressed in the Apostles' Creed and taught in the Small Catechism. They are, whenever possible, to witness the baptism of those they sponsor. They are to pray for them, support them in their ongoing instruction and nurture in the Christian faith, and encourage them toward the faithful reception of the Lord's Supper. They are at all times to be examples to them of the holy life, of faith in Christ, and love for the neighbor. Diane and Todd, is it your intention to serve Violet and Barrett as sponsors in the Christian faith?
Yes, with the help of God.
God enable you both to will and to do this faithful and loving work, and with his grace, fulfill what we are unable to do.
Amen.
Hear the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly distressed and said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it." And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Okay, this is the other place for you to say something, okay? Violet May Meyer, do you believe in God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
Yes.
And Barrett David Meyer, do you believe in God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I believe.
We confess together our Christian faith into which Violet and Barrett will be baptized. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Violet's going to go first. It'll be fine. Okay, stand up there. Okay. All right. Want to feel that water? Okay. Okay, take your glasses off. There. Okay. Okay. And then lean over. Your head turns sideways a little bit. Can you turn your head sideways a little bit? Just like that. Yeah, like that. Like that. Like that. Okay. Violet May Meyer, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You can take that down with you. There you go. Good job. Yeah, I'll be okay. Thanks. Barrett David Meyer, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Violet and Barrett. In holy baptism, God the Father has made you members of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and with heirs with us, with all the treasures of heaven, in the one holy Christian and apostolic church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our brother and sister. Our brother and sister in Christ, that together we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praises of him who called us out of the darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen. Amen.
We welcome you in the name of the Lord. There is a song that was sung at this congregation for quite a few years, and it was brought to my attention. We could sing it. And so that song is written in here. The congregation is free to join in, and those who are helping lead it, a little part of the choir, please come up at this time. Welcome to the family. We're glad that you have come to share your life with us. As we grow in love, and may we always be to you what God would have us to be. A family always there to be strong, to lean on. May we love
to love each other more with each new day. And words of love be honest in everything we say. May the Spirit melt our hearts and teach us how to pray. That we
Amen.
Lord and giver of life, look with kindness upon the father and mother of these children and upon all our parents. Let them ever rejoice in the gift you have given them. Enable them to be teachers and examples of righteousness for their children. Strengthen them that they may share eternally with their children the salvation you have given them. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Almighty and everlasting God, since you govern and sanctify the whole Christian church by your Holy Spirit, hear our prayers for all her members, and grant, mercifully grant that by your grace, we may serve you in true faith. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
You may turn to face me. Peace be with you.
Amen.
We sing Hosanna, Loud Hosanna, verses 1 and 3.
Hosanna, loud Hosanna, the little children sang. Through pillared court and temple, the lovely anthem rang. To Jesus who had blessed them, close folded to his breast, the children sang their praises, the simplest and the best. Hosanna in the highest, that ancient song we sing, for Christ is our Redeemer, the Lord of heaven, our King. Eternally.
congregation is invited to stand. At this time, we have the order of confession and absolution printed in the bulletin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean.
We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things.
His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him.
The Lord has made known his salvation.
He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations.
He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth.
Break forth into joyous song and sing praises.
Sing praises to the Lord with a lyre.
With the lyre and the sound of melody.
With trumpets and the sound of the horn, make a joyful noise before the King, the Lord.
Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it.
Let the rivers clap their hands, let the hills sing for joy together.
Before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, the giver of all that is good, by your holy inspiration, grant that we may think those things that are right, and by your merciful guiding, accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The congregation may be seated. The first reading is from Acts chapter 10, verses 34 through 48. Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly I understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism that John proclaimed, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and made him appear, not to all the people, but to us, who had been chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. While Peter was still saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell on all who heard the word, and the believers from among the circumcised who had come with Peter were amazed, because the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit was poured out even on the Gentiles. For they were hearing them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter declared, "Can anyone withhold water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked him to remain for some days. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 8. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves everyone, whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we have the love of the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand and sing the verse.
Hallelujah, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so you will love one another." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess our faith using the Nicene Creed. It's in the back, inside cover of the hymnal. I believe
in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. And in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The congregation may be seated. Are there any children that would like to come up for the children's message? Okay. So, first I'm going to talk to you about something, okay? And then you have a song for us. Okay, just wait there, I'm getting something. Okay, what is this?
Wallet.
It's a wallet, a wallet. Whose wallet do you think it might be?
Yours.
Yeah, you're right, it's mine. You saw my face, and that's exactly what I was going to say, I was going to ask you. There it is. Do you know what that word up here?
Ohio,
right. So this is an Ohio driver's license, right? That's right. So if a policeman says, pulls me over and says, can I see your license? This is what I would show him, right?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
We talked about.
Dad. Yeah, your dad. That's why I looked at him. So the policeman will look at this and you say, oh yeah, you look like that, and okay, I guess that's you. So the policeman knows us. This is one way the policeman will know me by. Yeah, by Ohio. He knows I'm registered in Ohio, I'm a driver, it's up to date, everything's okay. Now, does God need one of these for you to know that he's your child?
No.
No, he doesn't. That's right, your kids. But does God need this to know me?
No.
No, he knows me, right? He knows I'm his child. He knows you're his son, you're his daughter, and he knows his sons and daughters everywhere here. He doesn't need one of these. He doesn't need that. I gave your parents some baptismal certificates, and they have that. Do you think God has to look at that baptismal certificate and say, I know they're baptized. Does God need to know? No, he knows. He just saw it. He knows. He planned it out. That's right. He knows. And so though we people, we need things like this to help us know each other. God doesn't need that. He knows you're his children. Is there any place in the world do you think that God can't find you or take care of you?
No.
No. Can he take care of you? Okay, now I'm running a risk, right? Because we're local loyalties, right? Will he take care of you in Archbold? Will he take care of you in Toledo?
Yes.
Will he take care of you in Michigan?
Yes.
Yes. Will he take care of you if you visit Alaska?
Yes.
Yes. What about New Mexico?
Yes.
Yes. What about Ghana, West Africa? Yes.
He was with you when you were.
That's right. He's with us every place. You're his children. And so he knows. He doesn't need to know this. But he knows that you're his children always, okay? Always remember that. Always, always remember that. So let's have your song, and then we'll have a prayer, okay? All right.
My heart.
Thank you. Now let's pray. Okay. Okay.
Dear Jesus.
Thank you for loving me.
Dying and rising for me.
Help me to keep your forgiveness.
Love.
Joy.
Peace.
In my heart always.
Be with me today,
and bless my family. In your name I pray.
Amen.
Thanks for coming up. You sit down. We sing the sermon hymn.
Speak, O Lord, your servant listens. Let your word to me come near. Newborn life and a spirit give me. Let each promise still my fear. Death's dread power is in the word of strife. Wars against your word of life. Fill me, Lord, with love's strong fervor, that I cling to you. Blessing to be near you and to listen to your voice. Let me ever love and hear you. Let your word be now my choice. Many hardened sinners, Lord, flee in terror at your word, but to all burden, you give words of peace and pardon. Lord, your words are waters living. When my thirsting spirit pleads, Lord, your words are bread life-giving. On your words my spirit feeds. Lord, your words will be my light through death's cold and dreary night. Yes, they are my sword prevailing and my cup of joy unfailing.
The sermon is based on what's often called the Great Commission reading. And it's in printed in the on the yellow insert on the top on the, under the sermon notes. I read from Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Every time in Bible class or in worship that we hear God's word, what is going on? One thing that is going on is what Jesus said, to make disciples of all nations, teaching them. Every time we have a baptism in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, what is going on? What we are doing is following what Jesus said, to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We Christians do this because, as Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus. And that is connected to the children's message, Barrett and Violet, do you remember? Does God need any piece of paper or license to know that we're his children?
No.
Nope. Does he know us wherever we are in the world? Yes. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to Jesus Christ. He knows his people in all places and all times. Jesus Christ is no longer in the state, what we often say, the state of humiliation, and we get that from Philippians chapter 2, that description. He came humble and poor, seemingly weak in his society, but he was the Son of God, but he came humble in a state of humiliation. But his saving work that he would do in humiliation and suffering, his saving work, what did he say on the cross? He says, it is finished, it is done, it is completed. Another way to translate it is perfected. Completely all done. Ready for people to receive the forgiveness of sins in his name. And so as he completed the work of salvation for us, he showed himself resurrected several times, a number of times, or 40 days, and then he ascended into heaven. And he received all authority in heaven and earth from God the Father. There is no place on earth, there is no situation on earth or in heaven or the whole universe or the whole order of creation. And that's a concept maybe we should think about just a little bit. Everything that was made, first of all, he was made by him, Father, Son, and Spirit, everything. And that means the things we can see and not see, the things we can understand and not understand, the powers that we can measure and not measure. That includes the angels. That includes the angels who rebel, Satan and the demons. That includes the far, 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 far away parts of the universe that sometimes we get to see a little bit more and more and more using the new telescopes and so forth. Every place he has authority and power. To the depths of the sea, to the farthest place, to the things spiritual that we can't see. He has authority over heaven and earth. And so that authority of his even is bigger than the universe. For he reigns over the parts of the universe that we can't see. What is the statistic? I'm going to get it wrong, but it's an amazingly small. Even we, as our scientific fields and scientists, know that we only see, I think it's 15%, you can correct me, but of the universe, because what's called dark matter is the majority. The majority of what we exist in, we don't even see. Jesus is authority over all those things. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to him. Therefore, what did he say? Therefore, go and make disciples of all, and I have a blank there. It says nations is the way oftentimes it's translated, but we might put in the word peoples. Make disciples of all peoples, because the word nations there really refers to all the different tribal groups, all the different language groups, all everywhere. Make disciples of all peoples. by doing what? That they learn and follow. Disciple is a learner and a follower. Now, Jesus does that yet in his grace. This is a time of grace yet. The time of judgment will come one day. But the time of grace is here, in which he gently gives us his teachings, in which he gently gives us his baptism. And he makes us his learners, his followers. Baptism once, teaching forever. Or at least until we die, and then we go to heaven and you ask me questions and I don't know. In heaven we'll know. Ask them for questions up there. But baptism once, his baptism is powerful and good and lasts our whole life. For it's in the name of Jesus and the Father and the Spirit. And his teachings, as we learn and grow, and as we experience different situations, his teachings continue to apply to us over and over again. And his teachings are deep. It takes us a long time to look at even one verse or a couple of verses. What is he teaching us here? What does he want us to know? How does that apply to my life? And the same verse might apply in a different way in different parts of our lives in different situations. But his baptism and his teaching stay with us our whole life. Our whole life. So that whenever we're baptized and how many ever times we are taught God's word, it stays with us. Right until our deathbed. It stays with us. And he says, "Behold, I am with you even to the end of the age." There's no place, no situation, no power that can take us away from Jesus. We might suffer for being Christians. That can happen. But that doesn't take Jesus away from us. Or we cannot be separated from him. And he's always with us. Every day of our life, a Christian, every day in our life, he is with us. Even when we die, what does Jesus say this is? She is asleep. Our brother Lazarus has fallen asleep. To die is to be asleep in Jesus. Death cannot separate us from Jesus either. So his baptism and his word is with us into eternity. Making disciples is teaching and learning. And I put little arrows there if you're looking at the handout. Teaching leads to learning, and learning leads to teaching. And it's a circular path. And as a pastor, as a worker at a church, a teacher, a deaconess in the church, you're always learning. And you say, Bible class this morning. Do you remember Bible class? I said, I've been teaching this verse wrong, probably not the best way. And as I taught it and got into a certain verse, I was thinking it was should be interpreted one way, and with the commentator I was using, and then I looked at the text, I said, no, I think I was wrong. It has to do with John chapter 8. But I'm growing to the end. I myself am growing in the Word. And this is how we are as Christians. We help each other teaching and learning all the time. And that teaching and learning stays with us and teaches us how to live as God's children. Not ever to die, because remember, dying is asleep. Live as God's children. Alive here, asleep in the grave, alive in heaven. Live as God's children forever. His baptism, his word stays with us. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks and praise that you have called us to be your disciples. Help us to remain in the baptism, in the teaching that we receive. Help us to know that you never forsake us. You are always with us. We can depend upon your word at all times. Give us great faith and strength and joy to be your children. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We sing the fourth verse of the hymn 589.
As I pray, dear Jesus, hear me. Let your words in me take root. May your spirit e'er be near me, that I bear abundant fruit. May I daily sing your praise, from my heart glad anthems raise, till my highest praise is given in the endless joy of heaven.
The congregation is invited to stand for the prayer of Zion Lutheran Church. This is printed in the bulletin. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who come and hear God's word, that they would rightly fear God and learn what he has done for their souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the work of our missionaries, that in every nation there would be people who fear God, do what is right, and believing in Jesus, receive forgiveness of sins through his name, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the people of God, that like our Lord Jesus, who loved the world and laid down his life for all, they also may lay down their lives for others in love. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our nation's leaders, that God would cause them to serve wisely for our good in accord with his revealed order. And though we do not always know what the Master is doing by his authorities, by the authorities he gives, that we would make ample use of the freedom Jesus has given us in his name, to ask the Father for everything. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who are in sorrow or need, sickness or adversity, we remember Margaret and Charlotte, Bernetta, Bill, Gary, Bryston, Joel, Kim, Andrew, Mary Ellen, Sue and Steve, Brandy, Maverick, Heather, Gary, Mark, Michael, Ray, Lane, Dave, Randy, Chelsea, Joel, Tim, Norma, Todd, Zachary, Sandy, Pat, Justin, Pastor Scott Johnson and his family, and Pastor Sampson. That they would receive from God all his good gifts of healing for the body, grace to bear the cross, and finally, a blessed end and the gift of eternal life in his kingdom, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who come to the Holy Supper, that having received the testimony of God in the water of baptism, they may also receive it in the body and blood of Jesus, and so overcome the world by faith in him. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, Heavenly Father, we gratefully remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Rejoicing in his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest.
Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. For to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy,
blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross.
Amen.
We pray our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us.
Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat the true body of Christ, which is given for you. Take and drink the true blood of Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink the very blood of Jesus Christ, which is shed for you.
Now, Lord, may your wounded hand impart your healing to my broken heart. Your love alone can form in me a heart that serves you joyfully. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which he
Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
You're invited to remain standing or sit, whichever is best for you, as we sing a closing hymn, Lord, Keep Us Steadfast in Your Word, 655.
Lord, keep us steadfast in your word. Curb those who by deceit or sword would wrest the kingdom from your Son and bring to naught all he has done. Lord Jesus Christ, your power make for you are Lord of lords alone. Defend your holy church that we may sing your praise eternally. O Comforter of priceless worth, send peace and unity on earth. Support us in our final strife and lead us out of death.